The opening ceremonies of the Olympics, which were on Friday evening, were always exciting. I find joy in seeing all the different athletes from the different countries in their parade, then also seeing the torch that was lit on Mount Olympus being carried into the stadium, and then it lights the big cauldron and so on. Of course, there's that little sense of patriotism. We want our athletes representing our country to do very well. Either way, though, when we think of those athletes, no matter where they came from, all of them spent long hours, maybe many years, training, practicing, competing, so that they could make that event. They had to be dedicated and determined. They had to have that desire to win. And so with that in mind, they are now in the Olympics, and they're there to win. Well, my brothers and sisters, we could apply the same analogy to our religious spiritual life. After all, in a way, since our baptism, we have been involved in a spiritual kind of Olympics. So at baptism, we remember how Almighty God filled our soul with sanctifying grace, having washed away original sin, and even any other sin if we were an adult. That sanctifying grace brings the indwelling presence of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We share in the life and the love of the Trinity. Through baptism, we are reborn into a life of grace. We are recreated as a child of God and also made a member of the church. Shortly after the actual baptism, the priest took a candle, lit it from the Paschal candle, the Easter candle, and then handed it to either us or probably our godparents and said, "Receive the light of Christ. You have been enlightened by Christ. Walk as a child of that light. May you keep the flame of faith alive in your heart. When the Lord comes, may you go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom." And so with that, we began this journey. To help us, Almighty God infused into our soul those supernatural or theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. So faith, we believe in the Holy Trinity. We believe in the saving action of our Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in what God has revealed that we find in sacred scripture or in sacred tradition, the consistent teachings of our church. We have hope. Hope trusting that Almighty God will always keep his promises. He'll give us the grace that we need. He will forgive our sins when we are repentant. And he will keep his promise of everlasting life in heaven. We also receive charity or love in that we love God above all things, for he is all good and deserving of our love. We love our neighbor as ourselves. We seek forgiveness for our sin, and we also forgive others. These virtues, though, are meant to intensify, to grow stronger as we continue to mature in our spiritual life. And so, my brothers and sisters, we have this sort of Olympic kind of attitude. We want to grow in faith and see that faith fulfilled one day in heaven, where we'll see God face to face, when we'll see the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all the angels and saints. We want that hope to increase so that we can look forward to having that possession, that fulfillment of the promise of heaven and everlasting life. We want the charity to continue to increase so that one day we see that fulfilled when we're enwrapped in the pure, perfect love of God. So we're looking forward, in a way, to that finish line. So St. Paul, in our second passage from Hebrews, reminds us, looking to the example of Abraham, we're called to walk with faith. We are called to be witnesses of hope in this world. We're called to live with that charity and show the charity of Almighty God, especially through our own good works and our sacrifices. As Pope Benedict so often said, you and I are called to be saints. What the world needs now are saints. Yes, we need God's grace to do so, but we also have to cooperate with that grace. The gospel tells us that we're called to be those faithful, prudent servants who are always ready whenever the master returns home, whenever Christ comes to call us back to himself. Therefore, we can't become slothful or complacent. We can't just get into this presumption of, oh, I'm guaranteed heaven, or think, oh, well, Christ is a long way off, or maybe I have many years before I really have to take faith spiritually before I die, and so on. No, we have to be cooperating with this grace and have the determination and the dedication to want to be a saint. Consider, for instance, Michael Phelps. I mention him because when I was coming back home from California, I visited my elderly aunt and uncle last weekend. The United Airlines magazine had an interview and a story about Michael Phelps. Of course, he's the great swimmer. He's been in two previous Olympics. He's received or been awarded more medals, especially gold medals, than anyone else in the history of the Olympics. But it talked about how 6 days a week he goes swimming, he practices swimming for 5 or 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. And then he has his other physical kind of training and things like that. It takes great dedication. Yes, I'm sure there are times when he thought in the morning, it's dark, it's cold, and I really don't feel like getting out of bed. But he did it. Or maybe there were times when some of his friends said, oh, you know, Michael, you're good enough the way you are. You're the best in the world. Why don't you take a few days off? No, he kept the priorities straight. We know, too, that a while ago he had a little bit of problems with alcohol, but he battled that, conquered it, it's passed. He says in the interview that he's been able to conquer his own ego. Very important statement. One of his teammates said that Michael's really become more of a teammate and a great mentor, especially to the younger athletes. So when you think of this man, and I can probably say this for any of the athletes there, it took dedication. It took that determination and a desire. So in the same way, my brothers and sisters, we have to have that dedication. Be dedicated to taking time to pray each day. Be dedicated to worshiping here at Mass, at least on Sundays. Be dedicated to regular confession every month or 2 months. Be dedicated to reading sacred scripture, especially the gospel, so that we can get to know our Lord, and to maybe do other spiritual reading. But we have to have that sense of dedication. We want to be the good, faithful steward awaiting our Lord. We want to cross the finish line. For you parents, be dedicated in making a Christian home for your family. We don't live in a Christian culture. You well know that. So the home has to be not only a domestic church, it has to be a sanctuary of God, it has to be a fortress against evil. You parents have to be dedicated in making your home that place for God. So that your children then have a love for the faith. They receive the faith. The faith is not just taught, it's also caught. Meaning, you receive it as a child by not only being taught, but by how you see it being lived out. And that is the role of you parents. But with such dedication, be determined. Be determined that you want to be a saint, that you want to be ready to enter heaven. For instance, we all battle our regular, normal kinds of temptations, our weaknesses. There are times when thoughts come in and the thought says, oh, you know, you're really so tired, you really don't need to pray. Or you're so busy, you have so much to do, why don't you just bag Mass this Sunday? Or, you know, you're just tired, you've been doing so much work, forget about spiritual reading, forget about reading the Bible and so on. Cast those thoughts aside. Have the determination of keeping the priorities straight. Also, we should never be comfortable even with venial sin, because venial sin can weaken us to even worse sins. So none of us here, hopefully, is an indictable liar, but we shouldn't be comfortable even with white lies. We should be virtuous, being honest, being truthful and trustworthy. Hopefully none of us here is a glutton or a drunkard, but we shouldn't be satisfied with any kind of intemperance. Rather, we should be virtuous, being temperate in our food and drink. And then, too, we might not really be so much a zealot in a way, but nevertheless, we should keep on trying. We should keep on struggling to live our faith. Yes, we might not be bone idle lazy, but nevertheless, we shouldn't be sloppy or tardy or careless in how we conduct our lives. It's a matter of virtue, doing the best that we can. So the key is, given who we are, what we've received at baptism, we have to allow that grace to ignite in our lives this desire to be with our Lord. And we need to have the dedication and the determination. So the end will eventually come, as our Lord says in the Gospel, that eventually we cross the finish line and we're going to have to face a judgment, how well we've lived our lives with our Lord. Our Lord is merciful, but our Lord is just. If we have been like that Olympic spiritual athlete and truly dedicated and determined and having the desire, we have no fear. No, we're looking forward to being with our Lord. And that's the key. Think of St. Paul. St. Paul said, as he was in prison awaiting trial, knowing he's going to be martyred, said, I've fought the good fight, I've run the race, and now a merited crown awaits me. And the Lord Jesus, on that day, will give me that crown, and not only to me, but anyone who looks forward to being with him. That's our attitude. So as we continue our race, continue our fight, let us beg for the grace to have that determination, dedication, that desire to be a saint, to live life with our Lord now, to truly live those virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Never forget also, our Lord's always watching over us. I think one of the coolest parts of this year's Olympics in Rio is overlooking the city is a 125-foot statue of our Lord Jesus. Well, my brothers and sisters, he's watching over us. And we have a whole multitude of saints and angels who are cheering us on. And we ought to be able to have good Christian friends that are cheering us on. But the key is our eyes have to be set on the goal. And when we cross that finish line, God willing, we'll enter heaven, receive that crown, and be declared a champion. May God bless you.